Hello, and welcome to our midweek message. I wonder if you know what that is. It's spring here in North Carolina, and we've got lots of these laying around on our porch. As you can see, it's been laying around for a little while now. I call that a maple seed, I assume. That's what it is, a seed off of a maple tree. That's just what I call it. It might have some other name, but when I was a kid, I called it a helicopter, because if you drop it, it spins around and around, and usually lands like that in the ground, and then you get a maple sapling out of that. It's something that happens all over the place, I guess, where there's maple trees, but here in the spring in North Carolina, they are everywhere. And I mean everywhere. Gutters get filled with them. We have two maple trees in our front yard, and so they're all over the place. I don't even want to tell you how many of them there are here, because then you would realize that I have not cleaned them up yet. That would be embarrassing. But they're everywhere. I was looking from the passage that we looked at on Sunday, Titus chapter 2. It says here, Titus chapter 2, verse 11, that the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. And I have been going over that idea before Sunday, obviously, but hopefully. And I got to thinking about how the grace of God is working to bring about what it's talking about in this passage. Salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness, worldly passions. I thought, how is it that the grace of God applies to that? I've just been trying to get a visual for this and kind of asking the Lord, Lord, help me to understand this better. I'm sitting out here on the front porch this morning, and I'm looking at these maple seeds. I'm like, man, I need to clean these up. And I usually pick one up and you know, goof, play with it and let it fall and let it twirl and just being stupid, kind of, you know, silly. And I started looking around and I thought, man, that looks wasteful to me. Look how many of these maple seeds there are just laying around that never grow into trees. And I looked up in the maple trees, and then I thought of the almost 7 years that we've lived in this house and the decades that these trees have been here. And I began to imagine how many maple seeds God created this tree to generate so that it could reproduce itself and make more trees. And how many of them, God's creative intentions, how many seeds God creatively intended to be wasted in the plan for making more maple trees. I hope I'm communicating that, but I am just in that thought blown away at the grace of God to multiply, like just shower the earth with these seeds, and the percentages of kickback or of production that comes from those seeds, and he keeps doing it. And then I began to think to myself, how many times would God send the message or the seed of the truth of the gospel to someone so that they might be saved? How many times might God continue to send people or messages or have us read in scripture or hear sermons trying to convince us or to reach us that we might renounce ungodliness and worldly passions? How many seeds of truth and of hope and of encouragement and of correction has God sowed in our hearts so that we would live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age? And how many of those seeds that he has sown have just for us been forgotten, lost by the wayside, buried under the cares of this world? And yet, what does he do? By his grace, he keeps sowing seeds. If you are one of those people that are trying to reach out and sow seeds and reach other people with the truth of who Jesus Christ is, I just want to let you know, keep sowing. Keep sharing the truth. Keep reaching out to people. And you will be right in line with the God of all grace and comfort, who is continually sending you messages of hope and salvation, and by his grace giving to you and giving to me, seems like eternal and unlimited possibilities opportunities for us to respond to him. He is showering the truth for us to respond to, the way he showers the earth with these maple seeds every season. And he is not put out by it or disappointed with it. He knows that you got to sow a lot of seed before you get growth. So if you're out there and you're discouraged by sowing seeds, keep sowing. And if you think God's done with you because you haven't responded well to some of the things that he's tried to teach you, you better think again. He loves you way too much for that. He's going to keep bringing the truth. Don't take advantage of that. Don't just ignore that. But know this, he's not done with you. So listen to him today. For today is the day of salvation. Come while you can. God loves you. Listen to him. And have a great week. Bye-bye.